So in this case, whereas totally opposite of Jesus, Jesus had to give his life for the fourth initiation. Joseph Smith was supposed to save his life for the fourth initiation. So, but instead of saving his life, actually giving his life was the easy way out.
Sacrifice the thing he loved the most, which in this case was his ego.
Well, it was the fact that he was a hero to his people, and to be called a coward was something he just couldn't take. You know? And it would be. It'd be hard. Yeah. It's hard to be called a coward, you know, especially if you're not a coward.
All that admiration.
Yeah. But what's interesting about the initiates is the initiates, the beginning of the person that began most any major religion, most any major business, most any major movement, was an initiate of some degree. We may agree or disagree with them, but that doesn't mean they were an initiate or a highly evolved person. So the fact that you can we speak of an initiate and you think, well, I don't agree with that initiate. I think Muhammad was a crazy guy, you know. Yet he still initiated a tremendous movement, you know, and that took tremendous power of initiation. So the fourth degree is where the person gives up everything that's dear to him. And you have to give up everything. You have to be prepared to give up everything on the physical plane to move where your attention is centered enough on the spiritual plane to obtain spiritual liberation. A person has to have that state of mind where he's prepared to give up anything that is necessary to move ahead spiritually. Doesn't matter what it is. He's prepared to give it up to move ahead, not only as an individual, but to move the planet ahead, or the teachings ahead, or the purpose of God ahead, whatever, however he thinks about it, yeah.
Would it be incorrect to say that, you know, why we should be interested in being initiates or involving ourselves in the process is that this is how humans or we or here participate and affect our own evolution, you know, as a race? And is this the process, is through initiation? Because, you know, all these things that you say that come from it, even us doing that at this level, this is why we involve ourselves, we assist, or we help direct our own evolution. Is this the purpose of initiation?
Well, the purpose of initiation is liberation.
Okay.
You know, because each step toward liberation brings greater freedom. In other words, it seems like giving up that which is, being prepared to give up that which is dearest to you is opposite of freedom, but really it opens the door. When you can give up anything, then that gives you tremendous power over any adversary that may ever come, you may ever come across, because you're prepared to give up anything. And when a person reaches that point, it gives him a freedom that the person that's not prepared to give up things doesn't have. And so, but it opens the door to a lot of other things. Okay, now the next initiation, the fourth initiation, was experienced by Jesus in the garden. The fifth initiation is sometimes called the initiation of resurrection, but it's more accurately called the initiation of revelation. After the initiate progresses, he gets then a revelation. A revelation that will change the world. And this is what happened to Jesus. He received a revelation as to creating a movement that would change the world. And so he introduced a number of things that would. And one of the things we talked about last week, which has been lost to history, is the molecular relationship. That's one of the things that is yet to create change in the world. But the church itself, that was created over his teachings, you know, changed the world. For some people think it's done more harm than good, but when you think of the core message, to love your neighbor as yourself, and God is love, these basic teachings have permeated society a lot more than people realize. We don't realize how much progress we made. You know, back in the days of Jesus, people thought nothing of it. If your slave didn't obey, you could kill him and nobody would hold you responsible for it, you know. And dogs, hardly anybody kept dogs. Dogs were like a nuisance to most people, and they killed him on the spot if they got in their way. You know, nowadays, if you kill a dog, they throw you in jail. You know, we're a lot more sensitive to life forms. I remember when they had the big thing with jackrabbits here in Idaho, there were jackrabbits overbreeding, and a bunch of farmers went and killed them with clubs that made national headlines. How could those brutal Idahoan farmers kill those nice little jackrabbits with clubs? And I thought to myself when I saw that, I thought, boy, you know, just a few years ago, nobody cared if anybody clubbed a jackrabbit. Now people are becoming more sensitive all the time. And it all started with the seed thoughts of love that was preached by Christ. And his message of love is permeating society a lot more than we give it credit for. And instead of that, people just look at the mistakes various religious people make and condemn them for it. And instead of looking at the whole picture of what has happened. So he created a message, received a revelation, created a message, implemented that message as much as humanly possible. Okay, so once the person receives a revelation, implements the revelation, then he becomes a master. And then he joins what is called the fifth kingdom. Humanity is a fourth kingdom. The fifth kingdom is unseen by humanity, and that's the kingdom where the masters of wisdom dwell. And Christ is the head of the masters of wisdom. But that's not the end. That's only the fifth initiation. And this is way beyond us, of course, going beyond the fifth, but I'll just mention the next too briefly. The next one is called decision. After a person becomes a master, he has to then decide what course of action and pursuit he's going to make. And there's seven different paths that he can choose. Okay, one is the path of earth service. That is where he can just decide to stay upon the earth and serve in the best manner possible. D.K. tells us that Buddha made this decision, but it turned out to be the wrong decision for him, and now he's got to reverse himself and pick something else. So they don't always make the best decision the first time, but we have seven different paths altogether, and one is a path of earth service. But Buddha was so in love with serving humanity that he wanted to stay, even though his higher self wanted him to do other things. That's a desire of many of the fifth degree initiates and higher, is to serve humanity as much as possible, since they just came out of humanity. They're very concerned about putting us on our right path. And so these masters will either serve by assisting us through meditation and sending us messages, working with world leaders, and sending them messages as to the best way for them to proceed. Now you have the Dark Brotherhood that does a similar thing. And then of course the person has their own mind. So the world leaders don't always pick the best path. But D.K. tells us that the masters worked with like Winston Churchill and FDR during World War II, because it was such an important war that where the forces of darkness be defeated. That was like almost like the closest thing to Armageddon that we may have. Then the second choice is called the choice of magnetic work. This is where the masters will work on destroying the astral plane and destroying the negative effect of the astral plane and negative effect of emotion on humanity, because humanity is so controlled by emotion that there are actually masters at work at trying to unravel this emotional problems that confound so much of the world and control people in a negative way.
Would they be able to help dispel illusion?
What's that?
Well, the one initiation where you have to dispel illusion, overcome illusion. Are those masters working to help people overcome their own illusions? Or are they just like cleaning up the messes of the emotions all over the earth?
Well, it leads to illusion, but they don't work directly with illusion. They work more directly with just the energy itself. In other words, they tune in to the emotional energy. Okay?